And on the line, we've got a regular, Don Sutherland. How are you, Don?
I'm great, Andy. I was there in Tavaya. How are you both? I hope you're well.
Very well.
Very well.
And how's things down in cold Tasmania?
Cold and wet right now.
Sounds about right. Sounds like Tasmania. Yeah.
Rather bleak outside, to capture one of the words that you were using about the way the world is at the moment. And just what a wonderful thing we have with community radio in general, and especially 3CR. And so I'll be putting my two bobs worth in the next few days, because really 3CR is the not just the antidote, but the antithesis of commercial and for-profit broadcasting.
And it's how we're going to topple these paper emperors, right, Don?
One day that's what is going to happen. And the antithesis must be developed so it becomes the thesis. And one day that will happen.
Yeah, well, you know, there's things that are, you identify the problem and then you need solutions. And part of the solution is actually working together in a community. And you can't say that a community radio station that's lasted for 50 years and is intending to last for another 50 years hasn't got some ingredients of the solution about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And we do desperately need it. And there are so many occasions when, during my somehow busy week, I somehow contrived to remain busy and active politically. I think, oh, should you go and listen to that radio program on 3CR and just see what they're saying about this, because I really don't know enough about this. And so it's a constant, reference point. And I love this show in particular, not just because I contribute to it from time to time, but because I think it is, again, a synthesis of much that has been happening during the week and much what is going to happen in the week ahead. And so congratulations to all three of you, and also the team around you that makes it all possible.
Thanks, Don. I'm going to cut you off for a second, Don. And you can give us our praises in a second, because I'd like to hear a bit more about, you've just mentioned that you contribute to the show. What have you gotten out of contributing to the show?
Well, it makes me think through the raggedness of my thinking and activity and try and put some structure into it. And not just structure, but a sort of an orientation that is clearer, to distill all of the noise that's happening around me, some of which I make myself, as everyone knows, and turn that into something more complete, more with a clearer direction. And so a good example is the last one that we did, which has forced me to start thinking through just what is the real alternative to the rise of Hansenism in Australia. And I won't go over what I said, but since then I've been taking that further, and I hit upon, and this is, I think, really helpful, and I'm getting a really good response from this, and that is, about 25 years ago, there was talk about how we were entering a barbaric age. Well, I think we can now talk about the fact that the USA has placed us into it with its genocide in Palestine, or attempted, and also with what it is doing in a less dramatic way, perhaps, but no less powerful, of a genocidal character, with the suffocation, the slow suffocation of the Cuban people. And so we are now living that which we wondered about 25 years ago. And that, for me, distilled it, thinking about that and what I might say about that in a radio context, helps me to distill. I'm not very good at distilling, as Annie has often pointed out.
I said, get a wriggle on, get a wriggle on. Come on, hurry up.
But actually, I think that when you do get to your point, it is actually a really salient point, and it's an actual amazing contribution that you give to the program, and it's one that we often get a lot of great feedback about. So just to shout you out as well and give you a bit of warmth all the way down there in cold Tasmania.
I think now also, Don, that we've buttered you up, I think it's time for you to give us our praises again.
I'll give you your praises again? Well, I think the best thing I can say about 3CR is that it hums with potential. It's not just what it is in the present. It's what is going to happen with it as it thrives and continues, and what contribution it can make to actually marching on into a much better society, so that we're not just critiquing the one we're in, but we're using that critique to marshal all the forces
and to build a better one.
That can be a centre point, helping to marshal all of the forces that want a much better society.
Thank you very much for talking to us this morning, and thanks for your contribution, Don.
It's lovely to be with you, and my check's in the mail, so to speak.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
All the best. Bye.